This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for making it here today. Happy Valentine's Day to the Western New York community. My name is Justin Rojek, and I am the Director of Variable Operations for the Western Automotive Group. I'm joined today by Brad Hafner, our chairman, Pat Shisky, the general manager of our Ford location, and my colleague and fellow director, Mark Caruana. So welcome. What's going to be an exciting event. We're super excited to share with you an event possible that's only possible based on the loyalty of our amazing customers and the amazing community we live in. The Western New York community has been super loyal and supportive of our organization that has been in business for over 75 years now. So we only feel it's right to give back, and anytime we can show our appreciation whenever possible, this is a great example of what we'd like to do for our community. As Scott Beeler always says, our owner and president, he always says, we're really re-giving what the community has generously given to us. Your support is something that we never take for granted, and we appreciate it every single day. In that support, we're able to have the special event today that not only recognizes hardworking Buffalonians like Rick, but also serves as a way of acknowledging all the hardworking Buffalonians in our area. We've always been known as a blue-collar town, full of people that work hard every day, and they get the job done. And there's no place that all of us at West Tour would rather be than right here, right now. Mark?
So this all started a little over a week ago when Team West Tour captain and now reigning MVP Josh Allen accepted his award on NFL Honors Night. In true Josh Allen style, he was heartfelt and inspiring and thanked many individuals who play a part in his everyday life, including his teammates, his friends and family, 12 dedicated fans. And then he thanked one more individual, Slick Rick in the mailroom. And with that, a new Buffalo legend was born. Roderick Slick Rick Morrow is a 15-year mailroom employee known by everyone at the organization as a hardworking individual and an all-around great guy. And after Josh introduced him to the world, everyone else came to know this as well. Seeing him interviewed by media outlets from all over the country, we fell in love with the earnest, humble, and salt-of-the-earth Buffalo guy that is Slick Rick. And it was through these heartwarming interviews and on social media that came to Wester's attention that Slick Rick has been taking the trek from the city all the way to Orchard Park by bus every day. He has been without a vehicle of his own to drive to work. So we did a little math and said, okay, Slick Rick needs his own ride. I think we have a few of those and we can help with that. And when we contacted Rick ourselves, we learned firsthand what a truly great guy he is. And we decided to get things rolling immediately. So that is why we would like to now make a special presentation on behalf of the entire Western New York community to one of our own.
So Rick, on behalf of the Western Automotive Group and the entire Western New York community, here's your very own Chevy Traverse to drive off on and start taking back from Buffalo to Orchard Park every day. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. God love you. Stay healthy.
I'm
God love you.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your vehicle.
the best day of my life. Thank you. This is the best day of my life.
Congratulations.
All right. Any questions? Justin can answer on behalf of Western.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the vehicle? What year? What's in it, and how you're gonna get Rick ready to drive it?
Yeah. So we plan on certainly giving Rick the full walk through, make sure we go over of the features. It's 2017 Equinox, well equipped, great condition. We had it thoroughly looked over. Thing is ready to come off our lot and be ready to go. But we'll make sure that we talked about all the features, make sure he understands the use of it, and he'll be ready to go by the time that he's taken delivery of the vehicle.
So. Why was this something that Wester decided to do?
That's a great question. You know, our team captain, when Josh Allen, who was team captain for Team Wester, we were lucky enough to see him mention Slick Rick. And, you know, after all the local media and all the different interviews that Rick was, I'm sure, overwhelmed with, we clearly heard that through the grapevine that he was taking the bus to work every day. And it was something that we wanted to certainly kind of get involved with, try to get him some good transportation so he can get to work safely. And, you know, just being a great teammate, and obviously made quite a big impression on Josh and the team. Anything that we can do to help a fellow Buffalonian, we certainly want to. So,
Rick, you mentioned this is overwhelming. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams, first of all, your name would be mentioned in an MVP speech, to now fast forward, here we are today, where you are gifted a car?
No, I never thought that. I never thought. That's why I'm overwhelmed. It's like a dream. I know it's not a dream, but it's like, I can't believe it. I can't believe what's happening the last week of my life. I can't believe this. I can't. And like I said, when Josh said my name, I couldn't believe it. And then when I got the call from Emma the other day, I was on the bus when I got the call, and she said, I'm from West Her, and I was like, you know, I was lost. I was like, and then later on, and now I'm here. I was like, this is unbelievable. I'll cherish just the rest of my life. There's something I can.
What does something like this mean for you?
Oh my God, I can go to the grocery store. I mean, it's gonna be like that. I'm back and forth to work. That's the most important thing. But like when my son, he'd be like, my son is 15. He'd be like, Dad, I wanna go to Darien Lake and stuff like that. And I look at him like, I can't really take you to Darien Lake and stuff like that. And I really can't, without transportation, you really can't, you know, do much. But now I can. I mean, I'm gonna be able to go. If you want to go to Darien Lake, I'll try to take him to Darien Lake and stuff like that. I mean, basically, because I couldn't. I mean, you can catch the bus to Darien Lake and all like that, but I'm up in age, and I'll tell you to say it. So I just like, but now I'll be able to take him. You know, if it's somewhere he want to go, I'll try to take him. You know, I hate to say his football games too. Like, he have games. He played for Bennett, and he have games and. You know, Lancaster and, you know, somewhere close. I'm not saying Jamestown, but I'm just saying, but he do, they play Jamestown, stuff like that, but.
Now you can take him.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God, because I mean, even like when I go to his games, like all other parents, you know, they have cars and stuff, they be at my son, we just walk off and catch them, you know, stuff like that. But like now, he'll be able to put his equipment in here and we can drive home. This is unbelievable. I mean, I can imagine how he gonna react. It's overwhelming. It really, I hate to like this bit off my mind, but this means the world to me. I guess what you say. It do. I'm gonna cry all weekend. I'm gonna be crying every day. I am. I'm just. You know, I'm gonna cry every day. Every day I get in this car. If I'm driving, if God let me be able to drive this car every day, I'm gonna cry. Before I start it up, I'm gonna be like, that's how I am. I'm just gonna be like, oh my God, is this really, you know? I'm still gonna be like, is this happening? I can't believe it.
I think it says a lot about you and the reason why Josh mentioned you specifically, that your first reaction to getting a car is the fact that now you're going to be able to go back and forth to work, but also that you can support your son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounds like family and your career is really what's most important. Do you think that's why you stand out and you're a recognizable face with the Bills organization?
I'm saying I'm raising my son, not to talk about my first, but I've been raising my son by myself since he was in Pampers. And it's like, he means the world to me. I swear, I just when I come to work, I just have to go back. I tell him to do good in school. And I say, I go straight home to him. And that's my life. I tell people my life is what Bill's driving at home with my son. And that's what it is. And this right here is like, now I'll be able to, when I catch the bus, I'll get on the bus at 5:30. I probably won't get home till 7. He be out of school by now, and he'll be home. But now, like I said, I'll be able to, when I get off work, I'll be able to get home in like a half an hour. So it's going to make a difference. It is. I mean, it makes a difference in my life, my son's life, and it does. It makes it.
A fun question. 17 comes up and asks you for a ride. Where are you going?
Wherever he wants to go.
MVP.
Is that the reason why he's getting a 2017?
Well, there might have been a little bit of thought behind that, but we just wanted to help someone who deserves a little bit of a break. And obviously, he meant a lot to Josh and the MVP. I mean, for him to mention him just shows what kind of a teammate he is. And, we talk about teamwork all the time. And obviously, he's a great teammate and deserves a recognition. And the fact that we can help him and his family is just something that really means a lot to us.
And
so
it's a traverse.
It's yes, correct.
Rick, have you got the chance to talk to Josh?
I'm nervous. I mean, when I see him, I was telling somebody today at work, I said, when I see Josh, I might faint. I'm serious, because all this is, it's brought on from, like I said, when it happened, it was like, if y'all could have really seen me, how I was crying, and like, I was breaking out, like, why did he call my name? Oh my, I couldn't believe it. It was, and I'm serious, I felt like pain go through my heart. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And like I keep telling everybody, when I left work Thursday, I said, I'm going to cry if he don't get the MVP. And I never knew that I would be crying because he said my name. Because I went from, like I told people, I went from like being happy that he won it to like not sad, but like crying, like really crying that he had said my name. It was like, wow. I hate to say that, like, I was like, what you saying? I'm the nobody. I'm just the average guy. What are you saying? But I guess, like you said, Josh is that type of person. He sees from top to bottom, and he said my name on national television. And that was another thing. I was like, do you know how many football fans are watching this right now? And I was in shock, and I'm still in shock. I'm going to be in shock, I hate to say, the rest of my – y'all touched me for the rest of my life.
What do you want to say to Josh? Perhaps.
Thank you very much. I'm happy you won MVP, I'm extra money. I hope you continue win more multiple MVPs, and I hate to talk like a sportsman. Let's go get the Super Bowl. He touched me for the rest of my life, and it's weird. But when Josh was at Wyoming, I liked it, Josh. It was like, I hate to talk about all like sports and stuff like that, but. When we were drafting, I was like, I said, I don't want Baker Mayfield. I don't want none of them. I want Josh. Because there was something about Josh, I hate to say, when he was throwing the ball and you seen the snow like in Wyoming. And in my mind, it was like, man, I think he's going to be a great fit here in Buffalo. And the rest is history so far. I mean, we haven't won at all. But Josh, without Josh, I shouldn't talk like this. Without Josh, we wouldn't even make the playoffs or any none of that. We wouldn't win five straight divisional championships and all that. But Josh is, he touched me. He touched me for the rest of my life. I mean, ever since he came in the building, I just can't believe it. I can't.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank all. Thank you. Thank all of y'all. Thank you. Oh, my God. I should turn my phone off. I'm
good timing.
Oh, I've been working in the mailroom for 15 years, but I've been out there. I have to say, I've been out at the stadium since 96. Yep, since 96. I remember when I don't like to mention coaches, but that was another. I went through a lot of coaches there, from Malarkey.
You've outlasted them all.
Yeah, Malarkey, and I was sad last week when I heard about Jerron and every. I hate to say with Wade Phillips, and after Marv retired, then Wade Phillips, and all the way up to Coach McDermott now.
Wow.
You know?
How old your son again?
My son, he's 15. Yeah. Thank you.
Are you gonna let him drive this?
I was just gonna say.
Yeah. Well, he's not yet. Well, not yet. So soon, I guess he can't get his license till what, 16, 17?
Yeah, soon.
But when I talked to him yesterday, he was talking about, you know, I said, when you turn 16, he turned 16 in May, you know, maybe he'll go take his permit test or whatever. You know, but basically, this is gonna be for me to get back and forth to work and go shopping when I, you know, when I go to the grocery store or whatever, stuff like that. This car, somebody told me it's 25,000 miles. I don't know how many miles on it, but I said, it's not gonna be that many miles put on this car. It's not, it's not. It's just basically gonna be from Orchard Park back to home and to work. I'm 61, the rest of my life, unless they try to get me to renew for another one later. But I'll love driving this. If I live, I shouldn't talk crazy like this. If I live to be, live to 20, 37, I'll be happy driving this. That's all I am. Yeah, if it's getting me from A to B, I can't believe this. This car is beautiful. I mean, let me stop. I was going to say, I wanted to go kiss it, but no.
Go ahead, kiss it.
No, I was thinking, huh? Yeah,
it's
but
Valentine's
I was like,
Day.
Oh my God.
I mean,
I don't, because since y'all here, I mean, I cannot.
There we go.
Oh my God, look.
I love it.
Oh my God, I got that. I'm just, not to be. Oh my!
Well,
I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Huh? You're so welcome. Pleasure to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure to meet you. Yeah. And I, like I said, yeah. Hopefully, y'all be seeing me. If not every day, every week. You know?
Don't be a stranger. You can stop by. Yeah, we'll take care of you. Yeah.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.